Good? Okay. Coach, Coach Calhoun Air Force is who we're speaking with now. Just to give us a quick rundown of the team, I guess. Who do you expect to be some breakout players, some of your top performers this year?
Yeah, you know, I think really for us, I mean, we do have quite a challenge in front of us. The number of guys that we have to replace, we've had 50 seniors that have graduated the last 2 years, and guys that helped us win a lot of football games. We won 18 games the last 2 years, so... you know, who emerges in those roles? I think that's really our challenge in front of us, especially over the next 5 weeks or so once we get into August practices.
Who are some of those guys you're expecting to step up?
Or? I know you're always wishing and hoping, that's right. For sure. You know, I think certainly you look at the quarterback position. Carson Roberts was a tremendous player for us last year. I think no question was a key cog and the reason why we were able to win the Mountainside. You know, and you look at the quarterback spot with Nate Romine, Pate Davis, and Arion Worthman. In addition, I'm really encouraged by some of the freshmen that are getting ready to join our program. So, you know, that's always an important position. I think you look in our offensive line, the guys that have departed there, the kind of progress that has to be made, and then certainly defensively too. Trying to replace Alex Anson, who is probably the best football player we've had at the Air Force Academy, at least college football player here over the last 10 years.
So you mentioned winning the Mountain Division. It's felt like Air Force has been one of the really good teams in the Mountain West for a while, finally able to get the division, appear in the title game. Close loss to San Diego State, but how do you take another step past that? How do you build on the success of that last season?
You never do.
Yeah.
I think each year you start anew.
Okay.
I think it's important to realize, I think as many guys you have to replace, and the kind of chemistry that you have to build. I mean, for us, it'd be an extraordinary year if we were able to get, you know, if we were able to get to a bowl game.
Yeah.
And yet what we have to do, the daily work that's required at the Air Force Academy, our freshmen right now are in basic training. You know, for those guys to complete the 5.5 weeks that are involved with that, and then we can get into the football part of it as we roll.
Yeah. Do you feel like it is a unique situation being an academy? Do you feel like it helps or hurts your ability to field a competitive football team?
Well, it creates some additional hurdles, that's for sure. You know, to have guys that go immediately into basic training upon their arrival, you know, whereas I think if you ask anybody else going through here, what their freshmen have been able to do is essentially practice,
right?
You know, with their daily activities in June and July. To not be able to, you know, I mean, there are just some things, you know, academically that are required, and then certainly the standards, the military standards that are part of being at the Air Force Academy,
yeah.
In addition to, you know, going to serve on active duty following graduation. So it's a hard place. I mean, a really, really tough place, but there's a purpose behind that. That's to make sure that the young men and young women that do graduate from the academy are fit and well-prepared to serve.
Yeah. So you kind of have that overarching focus as the football coach. Are you trying to help them further that goal, or are you focused just on the football and let them do that?
I'm focused on one thing, and that is solely to help them become well-educated leaders of character. And we'll get to the football part eventually. And we want to do that part well, too. Don't get me wrong. It's just what we're going to do. I'm going to make sure we have guys that do quite well academically and earn a phenomenal degree.
That's great. You mentioned you kind of have to build the team again every year, right? And you can't necessarily build on the last year. But looking back to last year, you did have the 5-game winning streak that kind of propelled you to that division title. So I guess explain to me what went into that. Was it just the guys came together and you kind of got some momentum?
We had an extraordinary senior group. You know, as I mentioned, a good number of those guys already. You know, guys, just tremendous leadership qualities, and because of it, it creates a huge, huge void. Not just leadership-wise, but in terms of talent and depth too. So that's that creates quite a mountain in front of us going forward. Now, do we lose those guys? Certainly, they're no longer a part of our football program, but I think in a much bigger scope, we really gained them. Our country did, and our Air Force did. We're able to gain some high-quality young men.
Yeah, that's a good perspective. Okay, so on the field, let's talk about some of that. You've got obviously a great ground game every year. You've got Owens, you've got McVay coming back. But then last year you kind of had an interesting wrinkle where you had, you mentioned the quarterback, you had Robinette on the outside. What does that do? Does that help your ground game having that?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we lost two really, really good players as part of our passing game with Garrett Griffin and Garrett Brown, two guys that were very dynamic in our passing game. And we got to find ways for those, you know, for people to emerge into those spots. So it's not solely Jalen.
Yeah. Do you expect him to have a similar year to what he had last year? I know it's hard to project.
I don't know. I don't have that crystal sphere in front of me, probably in that regard.
He's
worked very hard, you know, just in terms of his focus, his strength, his mobility, his flexibility. He's worked, you know, quite diligently.
Are there any – I mean, I assume you're – initial goal is to win the division and then you focus on other things after that. Are there any of the games that you have circled there that are like you got like must win games kind of a situation?
You know, we think our first one, I mean, honestly, you know, I think for us, we know somehow, some way, you got to get the six in order to qualify for a bowl game,
yeah.
Which is a very marked and extraordinary achievement if you're able to get to that point.
So is that kind of the team goal then? Is it?
It is. I mean, somehow, some way, if you can get to a bowl game, that's quite a year, you know. And really, you know, that's on the football part. I think we'd like to see most of our seniors graduate. We always set a bar of can 95% of our seniors graduate? You know, the seniors that played for us, and then also being able to go to a bowl game too.
Yeah. I haven't looked at the records. Is the 95% happening pretty consistently?
Oh, we'll see. There have been some years we have.
Yeah. Sounds like a high bar, but it's.
It is. I know. Very, very extraordinary bar, but that's something we want to do. I mean, academically, that means we're making good headway, good progress towards really make sure our guys are equipped for life in addition to active duty service.
Yeah.
Can I chime in?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Paige.
So I read that you and your younger sister both graduated from the Air Force Academy. How has that shaped kind of your family? I mean, football and the Air Force Academy, how has that shaped how you are a father to your children?
Well, you know, I think the thing that you try to do more than anything else, I mean, there's something to be said for service.
Mm-hmm.
For education, for humility, yet still to strive to achieve. And I know this, every home in which I go into, or each school, you know, or each young person with whom you visit, he or she, I mean, I it's not necessarily how fancy the lights are, or how loud your speakers are in your car, or, you know, it's really the strength of what you have in your soul to be able to do well in life. And that's something we try to pass along to others, you know, certainly the guys that are a part of our team, in addition to in your own home, you know, some of the values that hopefully you can help instill.
Uh-huh. And whether it's karma or whatever you want to call it, do you believe that instilling those values in your children, both your children and the young men that you coach, do you believe that has anything to do with the like records that you've been able to have?
I think there's no question there's a parallel. I mean, I do think if you're a respectful person, if you care for others, you're a hard worker, you're willing to give to your community or give to your country or give to your really to the freedoms of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something in your heart and your soul that's beneficial that way.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Have you been able to keep in touch with the seniors that graduate who played for you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. More than probably they want to. No. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys that have gone to med school, you know, the guys that are flying F-15s or F-16s, the guys that may be on a pathway to fly F-35s, the guys that are intelligence, that are in OSI, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's pretty awesome, you know, in terms of how much you're able to share and find out about those experiences. And it puts into practicality what we're doing. I mean, ultimately, in terms of the preparation, what we're trying to do, get guys ready to go be officers for our country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you think football benefits those going into that, or is it just kind of an outlet for them?
Well, it's probably that too. You know, no question. I mean, that's kind of the best 90 minutes of their day, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think it's also, you know, so many of the, you know, the character traits, you know, courage, sacrifice, being able to handle success with humility, being able to know there are going to be bumps and difficulties and adversity, just as there will be in life, and then certainly all the teamwork aspects that I think you carry over to active duty.
That's so interesting enough.
Okay, you bet.
Yes. Yep.